This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 14th of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira and South Utsira. The general synopsis at 1800. High rock all 1024, dissipating by 1800 on Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Cromarty. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fisher. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in South Thames. Showers at first in Humber, otherwise fair. Good. Dover, East, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. White, Portland, north or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming east 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Plymouth, east or southeast 3 to 5, showers later, moderate or good. Biscay, east or southeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 or 3 later, showers later in south, moderate or good. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, cyclonic becoming northeast 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Seoul, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west or northwest 3 or 4 later, drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4 at first in Lundy and North Fastnet, otherwise east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming east 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Shannon, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4. Drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, north or northwest, veering east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Bailey, northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, north or northeast, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, variable becoming northeasterly later, 2 to 4, drizzle and fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, slight drizzle and rain, 6 miles, 1021. Rising slowly. Stornoway, north northwest 3, 27 miles, 1020, rising. Lerwick, north by east 3, 16 miles, 1014, rising. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1017, rising. Aberdeen, northwest 4, mist 3 miles, 1017, rising. Lucas, west by north 3, 30 miles, 1018, rising. Boomer, west northwest 4, 22 miles, 1017, rising. Bridlington, west by north 4, 1017, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, 5, 2 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest, 2, 9 miles, 1023, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 3, 1023. Scilly Automatic, northeast, 3, 5 miles, 1023, now rising. Milford Haven, west, 1, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 2, 22 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by west, 2, 9 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest, 5, 8 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast, 1, 9 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 2, 13 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Malin Head, northwest by west, 4, 6 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Magrahenish Automatic, west, northwest, 4, 9 miles, 1022, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will build across the British Isles early on Sunday. The strong westerly or northwesterly winds will ease and most areas will enjoy a spell of fair weather before rain and drizzle approaches from the northwest during Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly, veering northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, showers moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less at times in Firth of Forth, showers good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, veering north 3 to 5, showers good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 3 to 5, veering north 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast, becoming variable 3 or less later in south, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bell, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east or southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, showers, fair later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, showers later in east, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming east 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, then east 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Isle of Man, northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest, veering northeast 3 to 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. North 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later, showers at first, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And brings an end to programming here on BBC Radio 4. My name is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Remember, there is a whole world of Radio 4 over on BBC Sounds. Just ask and search online for BBC Radio 4. That's all from us. Have a peaceful night.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Coming up, the U.S.-Iran war began in February. Could we reach the first phase of a deal today? Our correspondent tells us what's still to be agreed.
All the really difficult things that have been massive global diplomatic headaches, we'll deal with those in the next 60 days. This is clearly positive, but it is not the end of the story.
Also, Switzerland votes whether to cap its population at 10 million. In sports, basketball's New York Knicks could make history.
We waited 53 years for this, and traveling 4 hours is nothing. So it's beautiful weather, beautiful city. Let's go, baby!
Our U.S. correspondent's tracking the game, and we'll have the latest on the Football World Cup. And a boy in Ireland sits down to write an English exam and finds a poem written by his mother inside.
He said, "You won't believe it, Mom. The poem you wrote about me came up in the paper." And I said, "What?" And he said, "The one about the chalk."
We'll tell you the whole story. Stay with us.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. President Trump has said a deal with Iran is scheduled to be signed on Sunday and will be followed by the immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to shipping. His comment came hours after Iran cast doubt on whether the signing would happen so soon. More details from BBC Persian's Parham Gobadi.
What we know so far is that they're really close to signing a deal. Why? Because Americans are saying it, Pakistanis are saying it, and even Iranians are saying it. But what we don't know is that, is it going to be signed? Donald Trump thinks so. He posted on his social media. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif also mentioned the same thing. However, he said that it is going to be signed digitally. So there is no photo opportunities that Donald Trump usually likes. And Iranians definitely know that they want to deprive him of that photo opportunity so that he cannot claim victory.
The US Secretary of State has told his Indian counterpart any violation of the blockade of Iran will not be tolerated. Marco Rubio also